Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We figure the weekend is a good time for that. Time to lean back a little, slow down, meet somebody interesting, hear what people are saying. Of course, when we're not on the radio, you can catch up with us on Facebook. Just search Indiana Weekend. And we'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, your comments, thoughts about whom we might talk with, or where you would like to hear our microphones. Our email address is, conveniently enough, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. The Boys and Girls Club of Muncie has doubled its attendance this year, part of a new strategy to provide more mentoring for the young people who call the Southside Club their part-time home. Bill Green is executive director. On a busy, hectic day at the club, with dozens of kids playing ping pong, shooting baskets, and lining up for lunch, he talked about the successes and struggles of helping young people who sometimes come from very challenging backgrounds.
Yeah, we've increased the attendance. We've doubled it in the past 6-7 months.
How'd that happen?
It really has to do with the relationships between our professional staff and our members. The staff have really dedicated themselves to building those deep personal relationships that kids want and need, and then are able to deliver the programs that we need after those relationships are built. And then the kids are going out and telling their other friends, hey, this is a fun place to be, and there's cool people there. And kids being kids, word of mouth is the best advertising that we can do. So kids are coming and the need is increased, and we just continue to serve them.
We think of Boys and Girls Clubs as a place for children to come and have fun. Is that the main point of it all, or is there something else that you do as well?
Well, the first part is making it fun so a kid wants to be here. I think if you looked at a kid and say, hey, I'm going to produce good character and a citizen out of you, the kid would run for the hills. But if you looked at a kid and said, hey, I have a fun place for you to be and adults who care about you, once you have them in the building and you can start working with them to improve their lives. And what I call to people to do is really sneak the learning in when they're not paying attention. There's everyday teachable moments that we can give kids that can teach them about life and character and healthy habits and the things that they need to learn academically as we go about our business. And we've really had a renaissance in Boys and Girls Clubs in the past 5 years, refocusing on our formula for impact. Really, how do we put on paper and quantify the work that Boys and Girls Clubs have been doing since 1906? And for us, we've adopted the Boys and Girls Clubs formula for impact, looking at 3 priority outcomes: academic success, making sure that a kid can graduate from high school and moved on to post-high school education. It's important to us that a high school diploma just won't cut it alone, that a kid moves on to a 4-year school, 2-year school, military, can go to hair and beauty school, become a barber, pass the ASVAB and go into the military, something like that. Second part is good character and citizenship, that kids are doing the right thing even when no one's watching, and they're giving back to the communities that they'll eventually settle in. We would love for them to grow up and go to college, come back and settle in Muncie, but if they don't settle in Muncie, wherever they decide to make their living and hang their hat and build a family, that they're being a good corporate citizen and they're abiding by the law. The last part is a healthy lifestyle, keeping the good stuff in their bodies, keeping the bad stuff out of their bodies, and developing a lifelong leisure pursuit of physical activity. In other words, if you asked most of my kids today and you walked in the gym right now and you said, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? They would say LeBron James, Kevin Durant. They want to be an NBA basketball player. We always encourage them to pursue whatever dream they have, but we always ask them, what's their second choice? And I have a kid right now who's going into the 9th grade at Muncie Southside, and he wants to be an engineer. He wants to design things. And he said, I've always been tinkering with things and pulling things apart to see how they work. And he said, instead of taking things apart, he said, I want to be the person who makes it up and decides how is that thing made. And he worked on his own, and he said, I asked him, so where did you get that idea? And he says, you guys are always telling me to look at these things and figure out what you want to be when you grow up. He said, I figured that out. And so that's kind of what we want to do with our overall program, is build those relationships, help kids succeed academically, make good choices, and be healthy so they can live a long life.
You were a member of a Boys and Girls Club as a youngster.
Yes.
What was that like?
For me, you know, both my parents are still alive, and but they both worked, and we needed a safe place for us to go. I was the oldest of four, and the Boys and Girls Club really hooked in with me. As a matter of fact, the guys who were all still, at the time it was a boys club and they were all staff people, they're still working in Boys and Girls Clubs. A few of them are executive directors in the movement, and we're now peers, which is kind of weird. It's kind of going back to your old high school and becoming a teacher with your old geology teacher. But those were good relationships that were built for me. And after I graduated, you know, I went back to work for the Boys and Girls Clubs really on a temporary basis just to give, you know, some time until I found my, you know, my calling. But as it turns out, I found my calling there. And then my career began 18 years ago.
Boys and Girls Clubs, it claims some outstanding alumni, including Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez, General Wesley Clark, among many others. How has the organization changed in these decades that it's been around, and how has the type of young person changed that you're serving?
Well, what we've done a much better job of is quantifying what the magic that happens every day after school in Boys and Girls Clubs. You ask people what's the most dangerous time in the life of a child. You know, is it 6 years old? Is it preschool? Is it middle school, high school? I say it's every day from 3 to 8 p.m., and that's what Boys and Girls Clubs face, is that just building those relationships with kids to get the desired outcomes. Part of what's changed is not just enough to bring them in and keep them off the streets, quote-unquote, and just play with them and recreate with them and kind of hope that they turn out to be respectful adults. For us, it's really having a concerted effort to be outcome driven, to say, here's a lot of things that we're gonna do that are safe, that are fun, that are relationship building, but are gonna produce positive outcomes in kids. I think now more than ever, I think the challenges facing parents and society today in raising children, I don't think they've changed since I was a kid, but a lot of things have caused us to accelerate some of those negative influences. I think kids are more aware of the negative things in society at an earlier age because of technology, but we also have to use that same technology to give them more positive choices. I think that very simply, if you give them a lot of positive things to do that are fun and exciting, then they won't find the negative things as appealing.
Bill Green, Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie. They're at bgcmuncie.org. More with Bill ahead on the remarkable turnaround of one young man who came in fighting and turned into a leader.
Indiana Weekend, Real Radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Here's John Strauss.
Every organization needs someone to keep everybody on schedule. At the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie, that's Yolanda Bonner, part drill sergeant, part mom in charge, with a loud warning when needed, but more frequently, handing out hugs to as many as 100 youngsters who visit the club each day. She actually does have a title, by the way.
I am the program director.
Now, I just heard you giving those young people we're talking to.
Oh, yes. Every day. Every day.
What's it like doing what you do?
Crazy. On the average, we're getting over 100 kids a day, probably close to 130 every day. And I try to greet each one as they come in, talk to them about their day, get to know them. Yeah, it's crazy, but I love it.
I see your attention distracted. What's going on over there? What are we looking at?
These are my middle school, high school. They're lined up for lunch, but they won't stay in a single foul line. They're all going to get their lunch, but they won't stay.
Do you need to talk to them? I'll come along with you.
Okay.
You talk to them, okay?
All right. Hey, Miss Lake, you need to go. No. Get in a single foul line or lunch is over.
Back up, y'all.
Hey, back up.
Single foul means one behind the other. Back up. One behind the other. Okay.
She said I'm opening it out.
This is every day. Every day.
Kitchen.
It's crazy, but I love it. I can tell that.
You enjoy this.
I really do. I just have a passion for the kids. I love it.
It's not for everybody, though.
No, it's not for everybody, and I'm not patting myself on the back. You have to have a gift for this. You really do. You have to have a special gift to want to deal with knuckleheads. But I love each and every one of them. They know I love them. I support them. I go to school functions, church functions. They come to my church. So, yeah, I support them all. And that's he thinks he's my favorite.
How you doing? What's your, how you doing? Ramon?
Ramon?
He moved here from Indianapolis. See, now I've started a war.
What's going on? How's Miss Yolanda?
Miss Yolanda's excellent. Yeah. It's fun having her here. I hope if she stays for a couple more 100 years with us.
I know a lot of them too.
What's it like here, Ramon? What do you like about Boys and Girls
Club? The Boys and Girls Club is just a safe place. It's real humble. You know, have fun here. A lot of people from a lot of ages come around. Want to have fun, this is the place to be.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What year are you in school? What do you do? And how long have you been coming here?
I just moved up here recently from Indianapolis, but I had been coming over from the summers. So I've been coming here for about 4 years. I'll be a freshman next year at Southside High School. And one day I hope to go to Purdue and major in mechanical engineering. So
we're helping him along with that. You know, we have our education center. We talk about careers and goals and college and scholarships. And I think Ramon is even, a black belt?
A black belt in martial arts, yes, sir.
He's a good kid.
Well, he must be a big, great influence on some of these younger folks.
He is. I go to him a lot to help with the younger kids, and I try to, this fall, what I'm going to start is called a teen advisory board, and I want my teens to tell me what they want, what makes the club a place for them to be, so we can, you know, and trickle it on down to the younger kids.
Well, no, talk just a little bit about what young people get out of coming here. What are the He's distracted. What do young people get out of the club here?
The main thing I think it will be is maturity, like going from that little kid stage to becoming an actual young adult in society. So
when you come here, there are people like Yolanda around to help you out? And
yes, sir.
What kinds of things do you do?
We do a lot of things. Majority, a lot of programs for the community to help out, you know.
Sure.
We do a lot of events. Going to Ball State yesterday at the tour, flag football league here at the Boys and Girls Club, basketball leagues, and a lot of other stuff to get the development.
Can you tell me a little bit about, in your own case, how it's benefited you? What have you gotten out of it?
I've become a lot mature. I've learned to understand that it's not just me in life, it's other people. You have to know your surroundings and be cautious of what you do.
This young man, he made me cry one day. He came to me and he told me, he said, you know, Miss Yolanda, you have helped me become the man that I'm going to be. And that put me in tears. And I knew then this was the place I was to be.
Well, you seem really good at this. Why is that? You enjoy helping people, obviously.
Oh, I love working, giving back to my community. I love that. I've worked in my church for many years with the youth. And then I was a single mom. And I made some mistakes, and I've learned from those mistakes. So I tried to teach these kids, and this is my first time with what they call at-risk children, which I hate that because every child is at risk. I don't care, you know, if there's no one in their lives. It just sounds like they're giving up hope. Yeah, there's something wrong with these kids. They're not, and I just don't like that at-risk. I do not like that term. I don't, and I don't know how to change that to the community's perception, but to me, every child is at risk if they don't have someone positive in their lives, whether they're here at the club or whether they're on the north side of town.
What's your secret to getting the most out of young folks?
You know what? I'm just say this. I'm old school, and when I came here, now they call all staff Mr. and Mrs. because I'm old school. You know, and so respect. Drilling that in there. They have to give respect to get respect. And we've gotten along great. They like me. Even though they might not say it, they like me.
I can tell that. There's a young lady here who's just been at your side.
Yes, this is my baby. I met her last summer. This is Jalen. So she was a handful at first, but we turning that attitude around.
You're not a handful anymore?
No, she's not a handful anymore. She gets in here, she helps. She's been helping in the kitchen. Because I tell them, this is your club. You know, take care of it. Help, you know, clean up, help, you know. And like I said, these are leaders in the club. They've all been here since this high, and they're leaders now.
Is that right? You were real little when you came here?
Yeah, I was little when I first started coming here, but...
How old are you now, Jalen?
14.
Okay. And so you started to come here as a little kid and everything, and you were a handful. What was that like?
Like, I ain't never listened to what they got to say. I just keep on going what I had to do. But now, I listen. I be respectful and stuff and stuff like that.
Miss Yolanda help with that? What does she do that you think works that maybe other adults don't realize?
She put us in our place. Like, she tell us not to get smart with the other ones and stuff like that.
Do you think that the people like Yolanda, do they understand something about kids that other adults don't? Do they? What is it that they do, you think, that works?
She know what she doing. And she just know what she doing.
Is part of it that, I mean, it looks to me like she really seems to care about y'all. When she looks at you, when she looks at Ramon and some of these other people, you can tell she really cares about you guys.
Yeah.
You get that feeling too?
Yeah. Like, because I've been in trouble and stuff, but like, I learned from my mistakes though.
That's just one of the young people helped by Yolanda Bonner, program director of the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie. Really admire the work they're doing. Just in one visit, you can see what it means for the kids to have a place to go and to have mentors who care about them. Alumni of the club nationally include Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez, General Wesley Clark, Magic Johnson, and many others who went on to great things. If you'd like to help, look them up online or drop me a note and I'll get you connected.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
The Boys and Girls Club of Muncie, a haven for young people, is a happy place when things are going right, and that's more often now that attendance has doubled this year thanks to an emphasis on bringing in more adult mentors. Bill Green is the executive director and CEO and says that like many other nonprofits, his group has been challenged by a lagging economy.
Absolutely. I think it'd be foolish for anybody to say that the economy hasn't affected every sort of business, and of course the business of Boys and Girls Clubs is a not-for-profit business. But we're just more grateful of the support that we do get. We have to be more diligent in not relying as much on grants and government income, I believe, not just in Boys and Girls Clubs, but in not-for-profits as general. I think that we just need to connect people who are passionate about whatever it is that you're doing, if it's the elderly, if it's animals, if it's trees, the environment, whatever it is you're passionate about. I would encourage people to get involved somehow, some way, with a cause that they're passionate about. And if you're passionate about something and you surround yourself with people that are equally as passionate, then support will come. And then I also think that we have to be, on the not-for-profit side, we have to be responsible to people and just communicating to them and how their gift, whether it's their time, their talent, or their treasure, really how that has made an impact on the lives or the cause that you have. And I spend a lot of time spending time with people and spending time with our supporters, just telling them this is how your support made a difference in the lives of children. And at the end of the day, obviously, Boys and Girls Clubs and children are what I'm passionate about. And I like to tell people what the results are of how they've supported our kids and just the great things that our kids are achieving.
Can you think of an example of a young person whose life you've seen change through this?
Well, I'll tell you a story about a young man who came to us between his sixth and seventh grade year, two summers ago in 2010. And he was coming to us basically during the summer, staying with dad, and during the school year he'd stay with his mom out of town. And the first three times that I met him, I threw him out of the building because he was coming in. He was fighting. He was, you know, using his fists. and that's not something we tolerate here at the Boys and Girls Club. And the third time, I just looked at him, and he said, well, I don't know if this, you guys are just all over me, and this isn't a positive place. And I just emphasized to him that we wanted him to be here, we wanted him to participate in the club, but he wasn't making it a safe place by his behavior, and that was his choices, that he wasn't a bad person, he wasn't a bad kid, he just made poor choices, and that he needed to really focus and take a look at his life and the choices that he made. And the rest of the summer wasn't perfect, but he stopped using his hands. And there were some other things that happened during the summer, these little seeds that you plant over the course of 8 weeks that we had with him. And he left during his next academic year, came back in the beginning of the summer, and walked right into my office and stuck out his hand and said, hey, do you remember me? And I said, absolutely. And he says, well, I want to let you know how my school year went. And he says, I didn't have any, you know, disciplinary issues at my school. He says, I was an A student. This is my GPA is and whatnot. He says, I'm looking at doing some things in my high school to go and you know, this is the career path that I've chosen. And I said, well, what changed your mind? And, you know, what, you know, you seem like you're different. And he said, you did. And I, quite frankly, at the moment, you deal with so many kids and it had been so many months. And I had to stop for a few seconds to remember the conversation that I had. But he didn't forget it. And he recounted the conversation and put it back out to me and said, I just want to let you know that I'm not the same kid that you met last year and that I've changed. And he said, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that you're proud of me. And then he left, and he spent the summer with us. Well, the story doesn't end there. He would come back during breaks, and he would come back on, you know, try to come back on Friday afternoons because he didn't live too far away, and would come back on a Friday afternoon and spend some time at the club. Well, he came over at Christmas time this past Christmas and said, hey, I just want to let you know that I've talked to my mom. I'm going to start going to school in Muncie because I want to come to the Boys and Girls Club every day after school. So this is a kid on his own decided that he wanted to relocate himself and start living with his dad because he wanted to come into the Boys and Girls Club. And since then, it's been 7 or 8 months. He's a leader in the club. He helps coach some younger basketball teams. He's helping out in the kitchen, really just being an all-around, just an example, good, great example of an exemplary club member. And so when I think about some success stories, he's going into his freshman year at South, and he'll do fine. And the story's not done with him, but he continues to write some really good chapters.
Bill Green, executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie. As he said, they're always on the lookout for volunteers who want to make a difference. Look them up or drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com, and I'll make sure you get connected. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.